La leyenda de la cruz del diablo. Cuenta una leyenda que hace muchos, muchos años había un...
The legend of the devil's cross. Once there was and once there wasn't. A long, long time ago, a young man called Diego lived in the city of Cuenca. Diego loved to court the maidens there. Once he had successfully wooed them, he would abandon them. His reputation was well known, and yet he continued to do whatever he liked. One day, a very beautiful young woman arrived in the city, the most beautiful woman ever seen there. Everyone in Cuenca was astonished at her unique beauty. All the young men tried to court her, but without much success. Diego heard about her and did his best to meet her, but the young woman resisted. Diego became obsessed with her. He wanted to court her at any cost, sent her letters, insisted. He even told his friends that he already knew her. At last, the young woman sent Diego a message. "I'll be waiting for you tonight at the door of the Las Angustias sanctuary." Diego could not have been happier. He dressed up in his best clothes for the occasion. That night, a great storm broke out. Thunder rumbled and lightning flashed across the sky. When he arrived at the rendezvous, there was the young woman, gorgeous, in a dress so elegant she looked like a princess. Diego fell in love that instant. He had never seen a maiden like her. And the young woman, Diana, was also in love with him. She had heard a lot about Diego. He was attractive, handsome, and from a good family. They walked along the riverbank, then climbed back up to the sanctuary among the rocks. Everything was perfect apart from the storm. Suddenly, the wind picked up. Diana was beaming with happiness. When the wind lifted the skirt of Diana's dress, Diego looked down to the ground. It was as a flash of lightning lit up the whole esplanade that Diego noticed Diana's leg had a goat's foot and hoof. Terrified, the young man broke into a run. He ran and ran until he reached the stone cross that still stands at the gates of the sanctuary today. There he cried out for help. The devil only managed to claw at the cross before vanishing. And so it was that the mark of the devil's hand was engraved on the cross forever. Diego was saved, but legend has it that he was never quite the same again. Thank you.